Okay, I'm with the guitarist, sorry, the bass guitarist of Seventh Wonder. Welcome to Dance War, my program. And I have some questions to ask you. The first one is about Mercyful, your last work. The first thing I would like to ask you is, describe your new album to the Italian audience.
Hello and nice to be here. Well, in so many words, we tried to cram in as much as we could in it. We wanted to get as much music as possible, as much intricate passages as possible, and we wanted to give something else as well, which is why we decided to go for a concept story. So we are much more diverse on this album. So there's faster, slower, heavier, and softer songs than ever before. And I truly hope that, even though it might seem less accessible at first, if you give it some time, I think it's a really good album and that it will grow on you.
Okay, thank you. And which is your favorite song of this last work?
Impossible question, I think. It varies. I think right now, Unbreakable or Hide and Seek, perhaps.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It will probably change tomorrow.
Oh, don't worry. Okay, another question is, this is your third work, third album, and could you tell us something about the evolution from the first one that is more power metal, maybe, to the last one? What is the evolution?
Well, the main difference is that with the first album, we had those songs were written over many years when we were in the demo, recording demos, and didn't have a record deal. So that really represents many years from 2000 up to 2005 when it was released. So that's why that album is very diverse, and it sounds more like a demo to me. And I think we finally found what we are about when Tommy joined the band. That was the last piece of the puzzle to make it complete. And I think that is very clear on Waiting in the Wings, which was a lot more of a concentrated, focused effort written over only a year or so. And we said to ourselves, well, how can we top this? So me and Tommy decided to do a concept album. The other guys went for it, and took almost 2 years to do, and it was very painful, but I think it was worth it, and we're very happy with the result.
Of course, maybe because you, with the passing of the year, you became better from the first album, of course.
Yeah, well, that of course is happens. At the same time, I think that when we were like 20 years old, we practiced a whole lot more than we do today. But I think as a band, you evolve, and as a musician, you get better, even though you're perhaps not practicing as much technique as before, which means that you kind of get a feeling for what makes a good song and what kind of licks or so are interesting to make. So in that sense, I think it would appear to anyone listening that we have evolved quite a lot.
Okay, thank you. Another question. In Italy, we have many many fans of Dream Theater, Symphony X, and this kind of metal, prog metal, is very appreciated. What did you find here when this is your first, I think it's the first time you play in Italy, and how do you find the Italian audience in general, and what do you expect from the other dates you are here?
Well, I think it's difficult to say after only one night, but I mean, so far the Italian hospitality that we have received has been nothing short of breathtaking. So, I mean, this is, like you said, the first time we're here. We couldn't be happier, and I'm just looking forward to completing the rest of the tour, and I'm sure it will be a very positive experience from top to bottom.
Okay. Do you have some advice to give to prog metal bands that are playing in Italy or all around the world to become to perform better and better pressing the time?
Well, of course, if you play prog metal, then you do need to practice, and don't forget the basics. That's always where it comes down to. If you can't play something slow, then you certainly can't play it fast, so make sure to practice. And number two, and even more important, it's always going to be about the songs. You need to make sure that even if you took away all the solos, all the leads, and all the fancy little bits, it has to be a good song in itself that could be performed with a great singer and just an acoustic guitar. If you have those two factors, then I think that's at least what, in my mind, makes good progressive metal.
Oh, that's a great answer. I really thank you, and I hope in the future date in Italy will become very good. Thank you so much. If you want to say hello to our audience, it will be okay.
Thank you for those kind words. Well, we just thank everyone for making us feel so welcome. We're thrilled to be here, and I can't wait to go to the other shows. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.